The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's one of Ireland's fastest growing religions, but you won't see its congregation in churches or church buildings. With ever more industrial estate shops and even nightclubs being turned into places of worship, can heaven really be found on the high street? Sarah Madden of News Talk investigates.
Both my parents had a little bit of a hectic life. They were in their early 20s with four young kids.
Peter Taylor is a father from Bray in County Wicklow.
You know, we grew up in a council estate. Had a bit of a heroin epidemic at the time. Both my parents drank a lot. You know, my mum was a smoker and there wasn't really any order in our family life. I think what happened was Christmas Eve when one of our neighbours' houses went on fire. Most of the family died in the fire. I was about 6 years old at the time. And there was something about that event that arrested my mum's attention, like in the sense of kind of made her come to face with maybe eternity, maybe like what actually happens after death. So there was kind of an immediacy to that question that wasn't there before because she was just living her life.
Bridget Taylor, Peter's mother, walked into a small evangelical Christian church in Bray.
Almost instantaneously, her life was completely transformed. And so no more drinking, no more smoking, order in the family. Myself and my siblings, most of what we remember about growing up was growing up in a home that was loving, that was purposeful, that had order, that had love, that had a sense of, you know, you can do whatever you believe in, kind of. And when you take hold of that idea, it starts to change you from the inside out.
Peter is now a theoretical physicist in DCU, while his sister Katie is the undisputed lightweight boxing champion of the world.
For Katie, I don't think she would have been able to do the things that she did without her faith. I mean, she's kind of famous for having this mindset. She's famous for having this determination. She's famous for being able to walk through difficult things. And that comes from her faith. That resilience absolutely comes from her faith.
According to the 2022 census, Catholicism remains the majority religion in Ireland by a long distance. But Peter's evangelical religion is thought to be growing in popularity here.
We would estimate now that there's probably anywhere between 900, even 1,000 evangelical churches around the Republic.
Nick Park is the executive director of Evangelical Alliance Ireland.
Generally, the age profile would be younger. So you see a lot of young families in particular, a lot of younger people, a lot of teenagers in our churches. Until very recently, most of the old Irish rather than the new Irish, so people born in Ireland, most of them that would have come from a Catholic background just because of the demographics. Although now increasingly we are getting people coming who come from a non-religious background, you know, who have grown up in Ireland without any kind of church involvement. So that's increasing all the time. Nationality-wise, it is very integrated indeed. You'll see Brazilian churches, you'll see Filipino churches, Russian-speaking churches, Indian churches, Romanian churches, French-speaking churches. Birds of a feather flock together.
According to Nick, there are currently three could-be mega-churches in Ireland already, one of which is the Bethany Romanian Evangelical Church, which has more than 1,000 members. With few spaces to accommodate such numbers, evangelical churches are on the move.
We need more and more churches, even in one location, because we can't actually fit the people into the buildings that we have. There's a lot of evangelical churches now are having to hold two or even three services on a Sunday to fit people into their buildings. There are churches that meet in cinemas. There are churches that that rent schools and will use the local school for a service on a Sunday. And an awful lot of churches meet in industrial units. And during the recession back in, you know, 2008 onward, those few years, there was one industrial estate in Glasnevin that at one point I counted 15 different churches meeting on this one industrial estate. And an estate agent told me that he said, these churches are the only thing that's keeping me in business. He said, nobody else is renting industrial units except churches.
We know relatively little from an evidence-based sense on what the actual increase of evangelical or Pentecostal practices in Ireland. The only evidence we have is from the movements themselves. So I suppose that's always something to bear in mind.
Niamh Horrigan is a sociologist.
In terms of what these movements provide, really there's two things. One is certainty, hence the reason why during the recession that followed the banking crisis, we did see an uptick in their practice. The other thing is community, and I think that's really important. Certainly, if we look at similar churches in the United States, there's very clear evidence there that those more, what we call in sociology, effective, but we really mean emotional types of religious expression do attract younger people. For me personally, and again, you know, as I said, we don't really have much in the way of established sociological research on this. One of the things that I do think is that, for instance, if you look at Catholics who come to Ireland, but who grew up in the African Catholic Church, they often struggle with Irish Catholic services because, you know, they're not as emotional or as expressive as the kind of services they would have experienced within the Catholic tradition when they grew up. It's not clear, certainly at the moment, that there's a generational difference. But I think it is clear that there are cultural differences and that maybe there are, you know, people in the Irish context who are attracted to that more emotional form of expression.
With the rise of TikTok and Instagram, insight into other faiths is at young Irish people's fingertips, while evangelical celebrities like Justin Bieber promote the faith through their own channels. Irish evangelical churches also use social media, YouTube and podcasting to their own advantage.
Welcome to All Nations Church Dublin. The service has just finished, and what a better way to represent all the nations through letting them talk in their own language. So we would like to know what Jesus loves you means in their language.
At the heart of evangelical Christianity is the idea that the gospel ought to be spread.
Peter Taylor again.
Like, we kind of liken it to the old Roman roads. Just after Jesus' death, the church was persecuted and basically had to leave Jerusalem. And because the roads around Rome were so good, it was easy to disperse and it was easy to spread the gospel. And the Roman road almost played a very important role in the spread of the gospel. Social media is the Roman road of our time. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we use that channel, that vehicle, to spread the gospel, and it works very effectively.
I found the church by Instagram, through Instagram. I found it on someone's story. Someone posted a little snippet of the service. And then I just went. This is around this time last year, actually.
Expectation Church has a congregation of about 300 people who meet every Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Let's worship.
It's a spectacle of lights and music. Missals are swapped out for a projector, while the Holy Book is replaced with a Bible app. Oh yeah, and they also meet at the View Cinema in Liffey Valley.
I think the reality for us is that church is not a building, it's people.
Ruth Rowntree and her husband Philip are the lead pastors here.
And so, I mean, whether we meet in like an old school or whether we meet in a cinema, the reality is the church is the people that are there. Maybe traditionally back in the day it was like, well, first you need a building and then you need people. But the reality is that God brings the people, and then we together as the church, we move into whatever the next space is that God has for us. So at the moment, the wonderful thing about where we are, we're in a cinema, is it's accessible. There's plenty of parking, very practical things that help people to get to church.
Ruth and Philip have brought together a lively and diverse group of people, well-dressed, with a coffee to hand and notebooks for taking notes. Each person has their own reasons for joining Expectations Church.
I would have spent Sunday going to church standing up and sitting down, and it was kind of like an extended squat workout. And maybe people coming from a traditional background, they come in here and they're like, oh, it's bright, it's loud, but I feel something.
What we love, like in general, and all these services here is that you come and you come out with a practical advice how you can do this in life.
They really just say how it is, you know what I mean? Like, we're all struggling. the pastor, he's there and he's not making it seem like he doesn't have struggles, or it's just so much relatability amongst the leaders of the church.
I've been to a few churches and none of the churches were as open and loving and caring.
We really feel like a home, right? And every Sunday that you come here, you feel that. You come that you go to a family, not a church, so it's a service, and it's amazing being here and be part of this community.
I come from a Catholic background. I got saved in 2005. I was talking to a preacher and I had to ask him, what did the word Bible mean? I didn't even know what that word meant, and I was going to Mass for years and years, and my parents as well. I didn't know what a Corinthian was. In the churches, they place positions and bishops and cardinals and all this, the political and property. There's none of that in the Bible. There's only Jesus, who is God's son. That's how simple this is.
While meeting over popcorn instead of the Eucharist may sound odd to you, Nick Park isn't a bit surprised that congregants are finding spiritual guidance in cinemas, industrial estates, or even old shop fronts on the Irish high street.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we believe heaven is real, but we don't believe that heaven starts when you die, because heaven for us is where God is. And so when we believe God is in our midst, and with us when we meet together as a group of people, heaven is actually in our midst. So for us, heaven is most definitely on the high street.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.